good afternoon, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting from the home studio here. As I look out the window here on Wednesday afternoon, it's like hailstones here. We're getting a huge belt of rain, and we got some good rain at the weekend here in Auckland. So wherever you're listening, whether it's Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch on a Saturday night, Wellington, Cavity Coast on Sunday, or any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. I hope you can stay with us for the next hour and enjoy plenty of good music, and we'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. There's been a few developments on the COVID front and lack of developments on rolling out vaccines, and good news for Leinster rugby fans, not so good news for Munster and indeed Connacht in the games at the weekend. But it was a great day of celebration in Guernsey at the weekend when my nephew Saoirse and his fiancée Leah got married. So it was a beautiful day, and I thought we'd start the programme off by wishing them all the very best for their long life together with you two, and beautiful day. You too, and beautiful day, and that dedication going out to my nephew Shorsha and his new wife Leah, who were married in Guernsey last Saturday. I know you didn't get the big party that you were hoping for with all the cousins and uncles and aunts coming from Ireland, but I'm sure 2022 there'll be a big party over there in Galway. So congratulations, and we've got another request going out to a couple listening in Strabane later on the programme tonight, so stay tuned. You've listened in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, we start with some good news. Growing up in Ireland, there was two big events that when we got television we were glued to watch, and one was the FA Cup final and the other was the Grand National. And, you know, I suppose that time we didn't realise the danger that there was to both the horses and the jockeys. But anyway, we watched it, and the late Micheál O'Hare and Peter O'Sullivan commentary was legendary. Well, no female jockey has ever won the Grand National, or never ridden the winner of the Grand National. That was until last Saturday. And Rachel Blackmore, who had an outstanding meeting in Cheltenham in March, she became the first woman, and of course Irish woman, a proud Tipperary woman, to ride the winning horse, paying about 10-1, horse owned by J.P. McManus and trained by Henry de Bromhead. So a great day for Irish racing. So well done to Rachel, and she now has a possibility of winning to be the top champion jockey in Ireland for the first time as well. Other headlines here before we go into them in detail later on the programme tonight. Bookings at mandatory quarantine hotels have been paused, and I see the Minister for Foreign Affairs, his brother, Simon Coveney's brother, is complaining that, you know, the quarantine is like being put in prison. He runs a company, a big public listed company called Green Core. But he's not the only one. I see Shane Lowry, who came 25th at the Masters, he was complaining on Monday morning that he's not able to come home and his caddy has to come home because of COVID. Well, maybe Shane needs to go back to Clara and Offaly and realise how much Offaly has been affected by the COVID cases in Ireland over the last few months. Some of these guys are up on their high horses and they're looking for special attention, but it may mean that elite sports people like we have here in New Zealand may be allowed to leave or come into Ireland without having to quarantine. But obviously the government backtracked on their plans last week and added a lot of other countries, and again, like New Zealand, you have to have a quarantine booking before you're able to get on a plane. It's causing issues for some people. But a number of new cases today in Ireland was 358 and 18 further deaths. Sad news in Kiltipperary tonight in Carrick and Shuri. A young girl was knocked down by a bus while out playing this afternoon. Huge delay in rolling out vaccines. I see the US have put a halt on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and so will Ireland. And of course there's major issues with the AstraZeneca vaccine. The Irish health authorities have decided not to give it to anybody under 60. There's 1 in 1 million chance that somebody could get obviously blood clots and die. So there's the issues. And finally, I see where Warren Gatland, he says we're going to have a good mix when he picks the Lions squad to tour South Africa if that tour goes ahead later this year, obviously due to head off in July. Righto, we'll have Sinead O'Connor here. A lovely song that we learned in school. Wait, go Sinead. Sinead O'Connor there and Oro She the Bah Awalia, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Now, don't forget the production Faith Healer by Brian Friel is running for a limited season until the 24th of April at the Pitt Street Theatre, 78 Pitt Street in Auckland. So if you want to head along to that, you can book tickets on their website, plumbproductions.co.nz, or you can go on to iticket.co.nz, and it's regarded as one of Friel's best masterpieces. And don't forget, with the 35th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster, there's going to be a Chernobyl Remembrance Day on the 26th of April, obviously the day after Anzac Day here in New Zealand. And the organisers are asking people around the world to light a candle and to put it up on their Facebook page. So you can look it up if you're on social media, Chernobyl Children International Facebook page. And you can support that great cause. I know that Adie Roach and her team at Chernobyl Children International have done so much great work to help bring some smiles to the faces of the children that are still, that have been affected by that terrible disaster 35 years ago. And they bring them to Ireland for holidays, and some of them come and stay longer than 2 or 3 weeks. On the sporting front, great win by the Irish women, who hadn't even played a game for over a year when they beat Wales in the first round of the Six Nations Championships last weekend. And that's obviously augurs well, because they hadn't qualified for the Women's Rugby World Cup, which was due to take place this year in New Zealand, but that's been postponed for a year. As I mentioned, Lowry did well. He was the only Irish man to make the cut in the Masters at the weekend, which was won by the Japanese player. And I'm sure he'll be a hero in Japan for the rest of his life. Leinster had a good win after being 14 points to nil down after about 12 minutes in their game against Exeter. So they've knocked out the champions. And the big attention now for folks is on their European Rugby Championship semi-final against La Rochelle, which is coached by none other than Ronan O'Gara, the former Munster and indeed Crusaders coached at the Crusaders for 2 years. And there's even calls for him to be installed immediately as a Munster coach, because Munster's season faded away when they were beaten by Toulouse the weekend before. So, and Connacht knocked out of everything as well. So there's a few weeks left in the rugby season over there. And then the attention will turn to the Lions tour to South Africa, which is due to take place in July. And of course, the next big announcement will be the announcement of the team. It looks like that Irish coach Andy Farrell will be asked to join the coaching team, headed up by Warren Gatland. But at this stage, there'll be no crowds attending the games in South Africa due to the COVID issues there. And as I mentioned, a great weekend for the Irish racing industry, with Rachel Blackmore from Killinall in County Tipperary becoming the first female to win the Grand National. And a great achievement again. Disappointment that there wasn't 60,000 people, as there would be in a normal year, at the Grand National to cheer her on. But well done to her. Okay, this time we're going to play What's It Another Year, because the man that wrote this song, which won the Eurovision for Ireland, sung by Johnny Logan, Shay Healy, Shay passed away at the weekend after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. So lots of great tributes being paid to Shay. So we'll do it here. Lord have mercy on you, Shay. You were a great entertainer. And here is Johnny.
What's another year for someone who's getting used to being alone? I've been crying such a long time with such a lot of
Johnny Logan there with What's Another Year, a song that won the Eurovision for Ireland back in 1980. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, last week I mentioned there was lots of unrest in Northern Ireland, and that continued through till Friday night. But there was a bit of a respite when news broke that the Queen's husband, Prince Philip, had died. So as a mark of respect to Prince Philip, these thugs that were causing all kinds of disturbances, mainly in the loyalist areas last week, have kind of eased back. But it's brought a lot of attention to Northern Ireland and indeed the Good Friday Agreement. Basically, this unrest has happened because of a few things. Number one, weren't happy with Brexit. The DUP feel they've been let down by the British government in putting an imaginary border down the Irish Sea. But as many people have written, including Joe Brawley at the weekend, the DUP held all the trump cards when Theresa May was in power, and they could have got probably a better deal for themselves if they had backed Theresa May. But they continuously voted down every option that was put up by the European Union and Britain before they left. So that's one issue. They're not happy with that. They want that to be scrapped. But of course, it's not as easy as that because it's an international treaty agreement. And the other issue that seems to have upset them a lot, and fair enough, at this point, an IRA leader died in June last year, Bobby Storey. And it was during the time that people, not many people were allowed to go to funerals, but a lot of Sinn Féin and IRA supporters attended the funeral. Many of them lined the streets outside the church. I don't know whether the church was packed. I don't think it was. But of course, all the Sinn Féin political leaders, including Mary Lou MacDonald, Michelle O'Neill, and the former president, Gerry Adams, among many others, attended and obviously broke the laws. But the police service in Northern Ireland, police commissioner decided not to charge any of them for breaking the rules, and this upset the loyalists, unionists, and they have called for the chief constable to resign immediately. But he's not going anywhere. But the other issue is that it seems there's been a lack of investment into many of these areas where the troubles are over the last 23 years, because it was 23 years last Saturday that the Good Friday Agreement was signed, a historic agreement between all the political parties in the north, as well as Ireland, and the British Prime Minister at the time, Tony Blair, with input from Bill Clinton and the US. And this was seen as a historic document. And pretty much the last 23 years, there's been progress. Some of the unionist loyalists feel that the nationalists are getting a bigger slice of the apple these days. But I heard again various political commentators saying that's not true. But there is underinvestment into these areas for both nationalists and young loyalists. And obviously these guys, if they're not working or there's no future for work, it's very easy for them to take to the streets. And it looks like some of the paramilitary leaders in the loyalist side of things have been urging these guys on, despite saying that they're not. But anyway, at the moment this week, things are back to some kind of normality, but there's a lot of work to be done. Well, last week I played a request on the programme for the brother of a good friend of mine that used to live in New Zealand, Paul Gallagher, to Brian Gallagher. And Brian has spread the news about Ireland Calling far and wide. So we picked up lots of new listeners in the Tyrone area and maybe further afield. But anyways, Brian's daughter, Rachel, got engaged recently to Christopher Tenney. So Brian said he'd like to play a song. And Christopher and Rachel, congratulations on your engagement. I'm not sure you'll be happy with the particular song that your dad has picked for you, but you wanted the flowers, Sweet Strabane, and sung here by Bridie Gallagher. So congratulations.
If I were king of Ireland, and all things at my will,
Bridie Gallagher there, and the Flower of Sweet Strabane going out as a request to Rachel Gallagher and Christopher Tenney, who got engaged recently. And Rachel's uncle Paul lived in Auckland for many years before he passed away, sadly, in 2013. But Paul may be gone, but certainly not forgotten. And hopefully you haven't forgot that you're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got a half an hour left on the programme. The programme brought to you with the support each week of the Hugh Green Group. And I just see that the Uachtaráin na hÉireann, Michael D. Higgins, will be turning 80 this weekend. And as to mark this special day, the Late Late Show will be doing a special interview with him on Friday night. You can see that on the RTE player. So Ryan Tuberty is the host, and some weeks the show is good, some weeks it's not so good. But anyway, I'm sure it'll be worth the watch this week if you're around to see Uachtaráin na hÉireann, Michael D. Higgins, being interviewed, of course. I got a message there today. We're going to have a song from Kieran Goss next, and obviously it's a tough time for musicians and entertainers not being able to perform as they have been doing for years. But it's also a tough time for Michael D. Higgins. Obviously he's a figurehead in Ireland, and if things were normal, he would probably be travelling to London for the funeral of Prince Philip on Saturday if it was a state funeral, but it's not. He's just having a private funeral. But he would be on state visits to various parts of the world. But let alone that, he would be attending various events in Ireland. So he's pretty much been housebound for the last year and a bit. But I'm sure he'll be looking forward to getting out and about again before too long. Of course, the government is not even in power a year yet. Taoiseach Micheál Martin, he's got another year and a bit to do if he lasts until December 2022. And Leo Varadkar, he's got a few questions to answer about leaking some information about a medical deal 2 years ago. He's got to answer some questions to the Gardaí. He reckons he'll be cleared before any questioning is taking place. And of course, Eamon Ryan, he's obviously the Green Party leader, and there's been lots of upheaval in the Green Party over the last few weeks, with some members backing the president and the mayor of Dublin to go for a seat that she's no chance of winning in the Senate. And of course the Greens are doing their best and getting laws passed so that Ireland will become obviously contribute a lot to the lack of or to more of global warming or the harm that's happening in the coming years. Right, we'll take a bit of music, and as I said, Kieran Goss got in touch wondering how I was, and I said to him, I hope he still got that Irish Club in Auckland t-shirt he got presented after he performed there. I think it was about 1996, it might have been 96 or 97, but Kieran travelled first with the Guinness Celebration of Irish Music, and he obviously a great musician, singer, songwriter, but this was one of his hits from back in the 90s called Brand New Star. Kieran Goss there and Brand New Star. You're listening to Ireland Calling. Now, I listen a bit to RT Radio and I'm out and about walking in the morning and the evening, and they've been promoting a new podcast series all about the arms, Irish arms crisis back in the early 70s. It's called Gun Plot. So if you listen to podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, you can Google that and you'll hear some good audio. Certainly the promotion for it sounded interesting. Anyway, we're back to the papers and the Farming Independent on Tuesday. Yesterday, it's a beautiful picture here of a couple down in Tipperary getting delivery of Queen's cattle. You've got Isa and Dove, Balmoral Scottish Highland heifers, who arrived in Holy Cross, County Tipperary at Philip and Elizabeth Quinn's farm yesterday. Two heifers from Queen Elizabeth's Balmoral fold of Highland cattle landed in Holy Cross yesterday. But the big headline in the paper, and this is good news for farmers who've had a tough time over the last few years with the prices, it's a springtime price bonanza for farmers as demand soars across the board. Beef breaks the €4 per kilogram barrier. Spring lamb hits €8.50 a kilogram, and the milk price is on course to hit 35 cents a litre. So this is fantastic news. I know that the prices are going up here as well in New Zealand. Right, last week we had a man playing with a 35X. There's another man here. And this is Tiny the dog, kept keeping an eye on the proceedings, as Mick Mealy from Timahoe, driving a 1961 Massey Ferguson, as old as me, ploughed for the Knock Vintage Club last Sunday in preparation for sowing oats. So he's got a little seat up on the side of the mudguard over the wheel, and there's the dog sitting beside. It's a fantastic picture with the old two furrow plough. It might be a Pierce. And of course, we did do a bit of ploughing in our day back home, but of course, many of the big contractors now have 8-furrow ploughs and all hydraulics and everything. But they said the old, what do you call it, the arm there where you twisted with the on the Ferguson tractor. But anyway, a good picture there. Farmers fear mountain ahead of Kerry dairy business decision. A decision from the Kerry Group on the Kerry co-op offer to purchase the company's dairy processing arm is understood to be imminent. Ontashka says new dairy plants face the same fate as peak power stations. Obviously, new dairy plants could face a similar fate to the abandoned peak power plants of the Midlands, Ontashka has warned. Wolf, we can't keep pussyfouting about agri-climate action targets. This is Jim Wolfe stepping down as CEO of Dairy Gold after 42 years with the company. And obviously, introduction of quotas in 1984, he said, was a defining period for the dairy industry. And he looks back. Of course, there's a story that's been getting a lot of news in the Ireland over the last week, where the former CEO of charity called Boher, which used to get calves or cattle donated by farmers and send them out to African countries. But it looks like the former CEO misappropriated, David Maloney, misappropriated hundreds of thousands of euro donated to it for his and his associates' personal use. So an investigation into that happening there at the moment. And let me see what else is happening here on the farmers. Somebody's saying here, Mike Brady, Managing Director of the Brady Group Agriculture and Consultants and Land Agency, saying we need to start working now towards building the world's first net zero carbon dairy industry. Weaving magic, the farmer literally branching out into traditional craft. Beautiful backdrop here where this man is, Kieran Hogan, grows his own willow on his farm near Finney in County Galway, and makes an array of traditional products, and it's a beautiful backdrop. I'd say that's out Connemara direction, and there's a lovely article there and some of the great work that he's doing. It's insane what some farmers are putting into dairy expansion. I can't see any logic in it. Wicklow farmer Neil Chark believes the dairy sector should look at increasing production from existing herds rather than pushing for more expansion at a time of soaring costs, reports Martin Ryan. Martin is interviewing a Wicklow farmer there, Neil Short. And what else is happening? My neighbour's caravan and rubbish heap is devaluing our land. How do we force him to clean up this mess? A reader is worried that the value of the land he intends selling could be affected by his neighbour's growing pile of rubbish. And I have to say, a lot of rubbish being dumped on the roads in Ireland, even during COVID. Looking at some community Facebook pages there in recent weeks, seeing all of the stuff that's happening. So that's it. And finally here at the ringside, frosty spell has slight chill on bullock prices. Okay, off again with another song here, this time for all the people from Tipperary.
Eat the morning sun, where the thrush and
From Westmead there, T.R. Dallas, and his version of the Rose and Moon Coin. Now I dedicated that to everybody from Tipperary. Well, we'll also dedicate it to everybody from Kilkenny, and who knows, they might meet in the All-Ireland Hurling Final this year, because next Monday the draws for the 2021 GAA All-Ireland Seniors Football and Hurling Championship will take place on RTE, both radio and TV. So if you're a Munster football fan, if you listen to RTE at 7:35 a.m. Morning Ireland next Monday, you'll hear the football draw and the hurling draw at 8:35, and then you'll hear the Leinster Hurling and Football Championships on Tuesday's show, and on 6-1 Monday and Tuesday you'll hear the Connacht and Ulster Football Championships. And like last year, there'll be no backdoor for football. It's a straight knockout competition, and for the hurling there will be a backdoor. And of course the All-Ireland champions Dublin have had their wrists slapped for doing a bit of illegal training a few weeks ago, and their coach Desi Farrell is on the sidelines till the end of June, and there'll be a football league and hurling league played once the games get up and running in late April. Of course school's back this week, and so everybody hoping that there isn't any another spread of another vein of the COVID-19. Anyway, let's take another piece of music, The Parting Glass, recorded live at Abbey Road Studios.
All the money that ever I had, I spent to know.
Beautiful rendition there of the Parting Glass, sung live by Sabail at Abbey Road Studios. And we've got about another 12 minutes to go before the end of this week's programme, Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening, whether it's in New Zealand on a Wednesday night in Auckland, Saturday night in Christchurch, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening in Wellington, or any other night of the week in New Zealand or any other part of the world, list to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. I hope you're enjoying the programme and the selection of music and the cross-section of items that are making the news over there in Ireland this week. Story here about CJ Sander, who's announced his retirement from all rugby at the end of his contract with Ireland in June. And I've no doubt he'll be in the reckoning to be selected to tour his native country, South Africa, with the Lions when Warren Gatland names his squad in a few weeks' time. But Leinster, the only team flying the flag to win silverware for Ireland this year in their Champions League. And they face what will be an intriguing match against La Rochelle, which has got a strong Irish connection and Kiwi connection. John O'Gibbs, I think, is the head coach, and Ronan O'Gara, they're both joint coaches. And they have gone into ventured into new ground this year. They're leading the French top 14, but they're in the semi-final of the Heineken Cup and taking on Leinster. And Leinster had to come from 12 points down to beat Exeter, the current champions, last weekend. But they played really well, and they will obviously be slightly favourites for that game. I'm not sure where the venue has been decided yet, but it certainly, I think, it's going to be probably an away game for Leinster. And I think the final then is due to take place in the UK, with a possibility that a limited number of people, fans from the two teams, could be able to go along and watch the game. But at the moment, still no decision on when crowds are allowed back. And of course, the Irish ladies had a great start last weekend after having a huge win over Wales, and they'll wait for another day, I think, before they know if their game in Dublin against France this Saturday will go ahead. So Six Nations clash, with France still awaiting quarantine clearance. Obviously, quarantine now, if you go into Ireland, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And the two girls, young mothers from Dublin, that went to Dubai 2 weeks ago, supposedly for treatment, cosmetic treatment. And then other reports said they only pretended they were going for cosmetic treatment to have a holiday in the sun. But when they came back, they were forced into quarantine, which costs people now moving into quarantine 1,800, might be 1,900 euro for 2 weeks. And but they've been released today after a second COVID test, so it'll be good for them to be able to be reunited with their children. One would have to wonder why they bothered to leave their young children alone in the first place and go to Dubai in the middle of an epidemic or pandemic. And but anyway, they did what they did, and their case is still in front of the courts, because they felt it was wrong to have them quarantined. There's other people being quarantined that are coming from countries that have low levels of COVID, and indeed have been vaccinated. But the rules are the rules, and until the government makes any further changes, people have to follow them. So people just, like they are in New Zealand, stop, what do you call it, complaining, and just get on with it. Right, Summer in Siam. Shane McGowan and the Pogues.
Well, it's summer in Siam, and the moon is full of rainbows. Well, it's summer in Siam, then we go through many changes. Well, it's summer in Siam, the love in your statue, yeah. And the summer in Siam, and the summer in Siam, and the summer in Siam. We'll be right back.
Shane McGann there and the Pogues and Summer in Siam, taking us almost to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. When I started the programme, we had hailstones and black clouds and a turnaround here, and beautiful sunshine here, although there is more rain coming. Thankfully, the weather has improved in Ireland over the last few days, and obviously the days are getting longer since the clocks went forward 2 weeks ago. I'm just looking at the weather for yesterday. It was largely dry start with sunny spells, some showers in the afternoon with light and variable breezes. So thanks again for tuning in. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, and we'll be back next week with another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I want to say good night to you, and we'll leave you with, I'm just trying to look around here and see what song I've got left that runs for about 3 minutes, which is the amount of time that's left on this particular show. We'll go with Mary's Wedding. So there you go for that.
Here we go, heel for heel and toe for toe.